Hi there. Happy Friday and welcome to Divine Connections. I'm Lynn Bleasdale and I'm here with the lovely Sue Fields-Dalamonte. Our other team member, Jessica Marie Tatro, is off adventuring tonight, so it's just the two of us. And we're here to talk about a subject that is very, very out there right now, and anxiety is affecting so many people. We've been talking about anxiety a lot lately because I know some of the people I work with, I read for, they're losing their marbles in this wacky world. It's very, very everything's a trigger right now, it would seem. Yeah. Sue, what are you thinking about this subject?
Are you there?
I'm not sure. Yeah, I think we've got a gremlin.
Okay.
It's okay. I'm still here, but I seem to drop for a sec. Anyway, if I drop, you just take over as host and I'll try to get back on.
Okay.
Oh, my. That's causing me anxiety. No. Okay. Well, anyway, let's keep going. Sorry, that was a blip of the, I don't know. I hope we don't have gremlins.
We've got to get it together. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, anyway, you were saying.
Oh, yeah, this society nowadays, it's anxiety-ridden.
It is, too.
With everything that's going on, politically, energetically, health-wise, always something. And
I know,
everybody's on edge.
Mm-hmm.
Which causes more anxiety.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a self-fulfilling cycle for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yes. It's really funny because over the last several years, it seems like the world has turned into a me society.
Yeah, I've got mine, Jack, for sure.
Yeah.
But
it's
got to
be my way or no. What's that? I'm
know,
sorry.
Selfishness, yeah. Although I've got to say, it's not all the humans on the planet because, I mean, you and I both know some of the best people, So it's not all humans. And I think the ones and the ones who are carrying the light for others, they're helping, to light up the dark, as we say. But one thing I was really struck with is the recent talk about the Instagram problems of causing kids to have like even worse body anxiety, and I guess social media in general. How seriously do you take this stuff to make, like, it can make you bonkers. I think it all stuff like that has to be taken with a grain of salt. And, if it is causing anxiety for you, turn it off. Turn it up. Just like we were talking about the news. You don't watch the news, unless you're trying to get a weather report or something. And it's a flick of a switch, and it's a decision one makes. Turn it off if it's doing your head in, for sure.
Yeah.
Most
of social media is so negative anymore. There's times that I won't even go on Facebook for 2-3 days because you click on there and it's nothing but negativity and hate and just garbage.
Yeah.
And for these young people that are struggling to find themselves and identify, themselves as it is, and there's so much bullying and hate and negativity that's got to cause even more anxiety.
Oh, of course it does. And if you're, if you're at a place where your brain isn't a mature brain, it's so open to, it's just going to pick up every little ill wind that blows by. Climate change, I know I follow a lot of climate activists on Twitter, and they're brave young people and braver older people and these people that actually care. But the thing is, that is born. That's something that you do about the anxiety. You see the world, the ice caps melting and the species dying, et cetera, et cetera. You can let anxiety drop you in your tracks and you can go hide and not function, or you can do even just one little act in the positive direction is doing something. But I wrote down, I was making some notes on the subject of anxiety, and I think there's physical, emotional, and spiritual anxiety. There's probably more, but you know what I mean? Do you find, Sue, that when you're working with people, do you find there's a huge fear of death in people that you help and work with?
I have been seeing that more and more.
Yeah.
It seems like it goes to extremes. It's like mm-hmm. the majority is either terrified of death
mm-hmm.
or the majority is overly comfortable with it.
Like I know what you mean, like watching people go bang, bang on TV and down you go, and it's all so quick and easy to take a life in the TV shows and stuff. No, that's a good point. That's a very good point. I remember in the late 80s, I actually did develop anxiety disorder, but nobody knew what it was back then, and I kept being called crazy. And I think a lot of people, a lot of people, when they have an anxiety situation, a disorder, and we should talk about that. How do you know when it's like normal anxiety and it's just you responding as a healthy human being? Or when is it a disorder that is affecting your life? Because a lot of people feel like if they have these feelings of anxiety, they must be cuckoo crazy. And that's reinforced by, you know, people that maybe mean well. It's like, oh, you're crazy. Just, you know, get with the program kind of thing. But I don't know. You know what I mean? It's like you're not crazy. No. It's real. It's a real thing.
You know, I think that's really hard to determine when you're actually in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that myself, personally, I could probably have been diagnosed with anxiety disorder growing up because of the abuse.
Yes. Which
and
puts you
I carried
always
that.
In... Oh, yeah. Yes. I was just going to say, you grew up in fight or flight mode all the time, right?
Yes. And, well, it was more like power and fear.
Yep.
I got to the point, even in my adult life, I would have a panic attack if my phone rang because I didn't know who it was or what they wanted.
Oh, I've heard that before. I remember one person I spoke with said if somebody knocked at her door, she'd hide behind the couch because she couldn't handle whoever. It didn't matter who it was. She just didn't want to deal with people. And
Yeah, if I had somebody knock on my door and I wasn't expecting anybody, I would have a panic anxiety attack.
Yeah.
And I think it was, like I said, because of the abuse, you never knew when it was coming or what was going to set it off.
Uh-huh. Yep,
so
exactly.
You live your life in complete fear, panic, and anxiety.
Absolutely. You're very lucky if you can name it. If you can name the triggers and the causes of your anxiety, then you're one step towards fixing it. But a lot of people, you know, it's a generalized anxiety disorder. They can't put the finger on exactly what it is. All they know is that life, being alive on this planet, freaks them right out. And, I'm going to say right here that it's tempting to turn to things like alcohol and drugs and stuff to calm yourself. And there's nothing wrong with you if you're tempted to do it. But I tell you, it doesn't help. All it does is mask the symptoms, right? You're not going to put it out with a drink or a whatever. And I'm talking about addictions that you cause another problem if you start using medications to mask it. I am not saying for a second don't follow your healthcare providers' recommendations, but you kind of have to think for yourself, is this masking the problem? You know, it's like putting a Band-Aid on a serious disease. It's just covering up the disease. I think it's really important to get to the root, as you have done, Sue. You know where a lot of that. Now, you, of course, you've got other grown-up anxieties from, you know,
oh, yeah.
all the stuff.
We all do.
But,
yeah.
Yeah. But you've at least, you've called it out. You named it, said, I see where it's coming from. And you can get over it through things like biofeedback. Certainly a change in diet. Like, there are foods you can use as medicine with anxiety disorder. Now, I would never say to anyone, cut out coffee, because, like, I'd be punched in the face. But you can cut down on the stimulants. Really, eh? Take my coffee away. Oh, no. But cut down on the stimulants, right? And if you've got a tendency for high blood pressure, stuff like that, it's just so logical. And you can just go online and research, like, anxiety, foods for calming anxiety. There's so many herbs. And, oh, gosh, my screen's going funny again. So if I drop off, Sue, it's not like, you know what I mean? It's oh,
okay.
There it goes again. What the heck? I don't know what's going on here. Anyway, sorry.
Tell those little boogers to get out of there and knock it off.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, this is not our topic, but I remember doing an art show with this woman who's just amazing, and she had elementals attached to her. And I didn't really believe in that stuff at that time, but I got a firsthand experience of them. And I'm like, holy cow, there's more to this world than meets the eye, for sure. so, yeah, no kidding. So it could be, I don't think it's anything malevolent, because they're not allowed in here. But it could be those little elementals or gremlins, but something's messing with my screen tonight. Anyway, I'm sure we'll stick around. And I wanted to something that was really cool that I read when I was searching. There is a couple of, groups that you can join on Facebook and whatnot to just type in anxiety or panic disorder. But the rule of three was very intriguing. So when you're in the throes of a panic attack or an anxiety attack, they say, take a look around you and name three things you can see. And then take note of three things around you that you can hear. And then move three body parts of you. And it tends to, like, your fingers, your toes, your ankles, whatever. Taking note of your physical reality will help ground you into the present. I thought that was a good exercise. Yeah.
Definitely.
And, and then there's the breathing, the square breathing, you know. Any breathing exercise that works for you. But I've found square breathing is really good to bring it down to a level you can manage. But how do you notice anxiety? How is it for you? Do you experience, Sue, when you have it?
I get tightening in my chest, heart palpitations, feel like I'm choking.
Mm.
I'll feel it in my head. There's times that I'll feel like I have bugs crawling on me.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Shortness of breath.
Yeah. There's a symptom I noticed. Yeah. Oh, anger for sure. That ability to, that inability to think clearly. And anger is certainly a good. I also experienced something called dissociation when I was going through it. And I can't really explain it any better than it just feels like you're not in the world. You're sort of observing the world, but you don't feel you're in it. You've had that, eh? It's so weird.
I've heard of that, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's really scary. I was on tour when I had that. And I'm trying to, do technical things on tour. And I'm like, I don't really feel like I'm here. And it was really hard to do. But, some of us are just, you do, and I am sure you're like this too, you just kind of tough it out, you know, and just get through it. And but it's really, it's very debilitating. number one, it's not an abnormal thing to have anxiety, especially with everything going on right now. The politics, the COVID, the, you know, the body image stuff, and bullies too. There's so many bullies out there, trolls and bullies.
Yeah.
And even the, yeah, even in the even the strongest person is going to take, be taken out by that, I think, you know. But you, the good news is you don't have to suffer from it. There are ways. It's an inside job for a lot of us to get a grip on it. And, you know, certainly if medications are advised, if you go and get professional help and they advise medication, do try them. But do try other things that, you know, like biofeedback. Meditation's huge, you know, and whatever meditation means to you. It's a grounding thing. And one thing is good, too, is the idea of the Ho'oponopono, which is meant to set you back to zero, right? So zero is the pure love, where we come from and where we go home to, spirit. That's pure love, and that's zero. And Dr. Hugh Len talks about this prayer setting you back to zero. And I've started to understand as that actually happens. So say someone's triggering you, being a knob and screaming or just being an idiot, and you're like finding yourself going, ah, and you maybe want to punch them in the face or relieve your anxiety some way like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do it too. I fully admit I'm supposed to be this peaceful, loving person, right? And I still sometimes want to punch people in the face, and I hate that feeling because I prefer peace over everything. But I do the Ho'oponopono prayer.
Peace, but I mean, when people push you to that point where you have to turn nasty, we got to protect ourselves.
Go all Clint Eastwood on it and go ahead, make my day, you know, kind of thing.
That's right.
But, no, you know, I don't mean to make light of it, because anxiety, when it's got you in its grip, it's a terrible thing. But there is a way, and I think always, always start with the breathing, because that is going to set the physiological systems back on track. The breathing will get you back to normal. But when you're looking for a spiritual solution, and I don't mean religious, I mean spiritual, right? It's comes from within. The Ho'oponopono prayer can set you back to zero. And it is, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. And I just say that, and it brings me back to a place where, I'm okay in the world again. It's easy to find Hugh Len and Joe Vitale on YouTube. Just type in Ho'oponopono, and if you can't spell that, it's Hugh Len, H-E-W-L-E-N. And just read up on his techniques and his philosophies. They really do work if you work with them.
Yeah.
Wow. Are you anxious?
Another thing, one more thing. It's very difficult to do, but, I mean, especially if you're in the throes of anxiety, stop and ask yourself, is this mine or am I carrying it for someone else?
Brilliant. Brilliant. I'm so glad you brought that up, because how many times out of 10 is it somebody else's BS you're carrying?
Yeah, and we're just picking up their BS, their energy, whatever. And if we can identify when it's ours, we can deal with it. If we can identify it's somebody else's that we're picking up, we can let go of it.
Absolutely. Yeah, very, very good point. I'm so glad you mentioned that. Because we know we can't avoid, unless you like live in a cave in the side of a hill or something, you aren't going to be able to get away from other people. And
right.
Yeah. And there's those lovely, lovely ones who are just as good as springtime itself, but then there's those rotten ones that just sort of, they're not happy to be miserable on their own. They got to bring you into it. And
absolutely.
That's where boundaries, spiritual boundaries, energetic boundaries are really important.
Yeah.
And it's not, it's a good idea to learn the mirroring technique when people shoot their slings and arrows at you. Learn how to do, and again, there's ways to do it. YouTube is great for those. Just go with what resonates. Just type in, you know, mirror exercises, boundary exercises, because if you are spiritually bounded, like if you've got boundaries around you, people can be all kinds of ways. They won't upset you too. So if you can stay standing when everybody around you is losing their marbles and, you know, trying to get you in there too, if you can be calm and cool and do the work, it's going to keep you healthier. You know, because anxiety is very corrosive. But know that a certain amount of it is normal, absolutely normal. If it's debilitating to your life, if it's causing you to, you know, not take care of yourself or go into a depressive retreat, stuff like that, if it's interfering with your normal life, probably find ways to help yourself. But always ask for help if you need it. And, you know, if you're if you're really on the edge, there are hotlines. Like if you are feeling suicidal, anything like that, go right to a hotline and reach out for help, because you're meant to be here. If you're here on this earth, there's a reason for it. And as anxiety-ridden as it may be, you're meant to live your life out and serve your purpose. And everybody that's here has a purpose, right? Would you say?
Absolutely.
Wow. I was joking before. Sue, are you anxious about, do you have anxiety about taking our next caller? Just trying to lighten up the situation a bit. I think we should go and listen to what our caller has to say and see if we can answer questions for them. If you'd like to call in and get a mini reading or share your feelings about our topic, the number is 646-564-9868. And just call on in, and we'd love to hear from you. Or you can join our chat room if you like. All righty. Well, let's go to our 404. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Brittany.
Hi, Brittany. How are you doing tonight?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Well, we're doing okay. We're talking about anxiety tonight. Is that something that's ever bothered you?
You know what? Yeah, lately. It has.
Yeah. Actually, recently, somebody said, noticed the last couple of weeks, people have been really on edge, like it's something in the air. What did Jessica say about that? I remember she wrote that she felt like there was all these different timelines converging at once in this reality. So Brittany, what, just briefly, what do you do when anxiety hits you? Do you have any favorite ways to deal with it or get yourself back in balance?
I just analyze the situation that I'm having anxiety about. It's pretty much two outcomes.
Yeah.
And then I see it through. And then after I calm myself down, I make the decision. And then I take the best one for me and realize I was just over panicking, analyzing, you know.
Yeah.
So just trying to change my thoughts.
I love that. Yeah, change your thoughts and you change the world around you. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's brilliant, Brittany. Thank you. What can we look at tonight for you? Would you like to ask a question or?
Yes, I do. I am, I guess, at a crossroads, and I'm not sure if I want to go right or left. So I have an opportunity where I can stay where I'm at, or I can relocate, and I want to know what would be the brightest path for me.
Ooh-hoo. So we tag team this one, eh, Sue? Because I have to go look up what... I just got the alligator come in as a spirit animal, and I have to look it up. So, it's I don't know what it means, but it came popping in. And
hey, Brittany, if you relocate, are you going to be doing the same thing professionally?
Yes. Same arena. Yes.
Okay.
Wow. Well, the alligator is actually a really good totem to have come in. And just see what it... So you were being asked to step into a leadership role in this situation. You have the tools, the knowledge, and the instinct to get through it. Show them all the way. That's the message that alligator brings in. It talks about opportunities to learn new things and to gain wisdom. And it talks about the unbridled creative forces of the world, the ancient creativity of the world, too. The alligator is the keeper and protector of knowledge. And this is the end of one period of your life and the beginning of something new. So when the alligator comes into your life, I've lost my place. You can be sure this is a new period of growth, regeneration for you. It asks you to give yourself time to integrate all of the changes that are going to happen for you and keep yourself balanced as you move through this. And the alligator also says you've been too complacent of late. Things are moving forward a bit slowly, but the universe is putting you on notice that it's time to shake things up a bit and get ready for a wild ride. Wow, I'm getting a feeling, Brittany, that this is a move that's good for you. Sue, are you picking that up?
Yeah, I think it could be very positive.
Yeah. Are you scared of moving, Brittany? Is it scary for you?
No, I just relocated. So I moved to a new place. So I wasn't sure if I was going back to the old place.
I don't feel that you are. It feels like forward motion is what you're looking for right now. Yeah, you too, Sue. Eh?
Yeah.
Brittany, stay in a new place that I relocated.
Well, it's a good relocation. Like, it's a positive move for you. I don't. Is it a warm? Are you in a warmer climate now?
Yes.
Feels like it's the right thing for you. It feels like you can really grow exponentially. I'm just let's see what this. Okay, I'm also just pulling a card for you. I've got to. Look up what it means for you. So,
Brittany, I keep feeling like depression and indecision and stress. What's going on, honey?
Say it again. I'm sorry. I couldn't hear it.
I keep feeling like depression and stress, indecision, like something is really bringing you down right now.
I wouldn't say depression. It's just finding a way.
Yeah. It almost feels like a good cry. You need to have a good cry and get rid of old icky stuff, right? It's kind of been in your in your energy. Did somebody?
You don't sound like your normal. She doesn't sound like her normal chipper self tonight.
Yeah. Well, that's okay, because we all get that, right? And
absolutely.
Yeah. And I think, Brittany, you're intellectually on the ball about your emotional states. Like, you're not someone who goes around, I don't know why I'm feeling this way. I think you're pretty smart about, you know, putting a cause and effect together, right? So, I've got to just read what this card means for you. recently picked up. The Knight of Pentacles came in for you.
Okay.
Excuse my typing sounds here. Oh, goodness. Okay. Let's do what that means. Okay. Work effort and responsibility. Okay. The computer is terribly slow tonight. I wonder if it's just an internet thing, gremlins, and it's one of those nights. Hard work, productivity, routine, and conservatism. So the Knight of Pentacles represents work, effort, and responsibility that follows dreams and the, you know. So the Knight is the hardworking, methodical, and detail-oriented character. He may not be the most inspiring or creative Knight, but he'll do the work to get the results he seeks, she seeks, I'm going to say, even if that work is highly repetitive or routine. Is this a step up for you job-wise?
I would just say the pay is higher if I relocate.
Yeah. Well, this card says that you're working methodically towards your goals. You have a plan in place and are sticking to your schedule to get the job done. Doesn't have to go fast, but you're consistent, dedicated, and committed to your goal. Put one foot in front of the other and finish the job. This card also asks you to continue doing what you are doing, even if you're feeling like you're plodding along and just making gradual progress. There's no need to change your approach. Go with the flow. Stick to your usual routines, and over time, you will reach your goal. I feel like this isn't the end of the road, this job, this new job. You relocated for work, yes? Excuse me.
I did relocate for work.
Okay, I have to ask, if it's not too intrusive, did you leave behind a less than promising romance or something that wasn't working romantically?
In the previous date, yes.
Okay. That's what's sort of yelling, because the job thing, I think, is working fine. Keep going towards any job goals you have. But I'm feeling like a gigantic hooray that you put that romance in the past, whatever that may have been. It wasn't going to work, and it feels like it was draining your vital energy. It felt like the same thing over and over with no difference in the results. And I'm seeing like a lovely big bouquet of flowers being offered to you as like a new start. Did you pick up anything on the romance, Sue? The romance side of like leaving behind things that aren't working and going forward into like a fresh new start. It's like you've wiped away all the old cobwebs and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a brand new start, a new beginning. Moving forward.
Yeah. And there will be love opportunities for something that's solid,
I'm confused. Is this where I'm currently at?
Where you are?
Yeah.
I think it's with the move.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, so I just moved, but I was thinking about moving again.
Do you know why you want to move again? Is it awful where you are? Or?
No, I'd like to travel.
Yeah, I'm feeling stay there for a bit. I feel like you need to have more of a directive. Use this as a stopping point. And if you want to move again, absolutely. But just for now, stay and kind of let the dust settle. And, you know, and I think eventually you're going to have those itchy feet again and want to keep moving. But, you know, I think travel restrictions will lift soon. And maybe just take a little trip. Or go visiting, or you know, go see somewhere in the world that you wanted to see, if you can. Like, But I wouldn't, I don't know, Sue, what are you thinking? I feel like it's probably better if you stay in one place for a little while and just, as your card said, keep plotting for a little while. Plotting, P-L-O-D-D-I-N-G. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that I keep getting the feeling that a pros and cons list. Sit down and make up a pros and cons list on staying where you are or moving.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to have to be something that, you know, only you can decide. And whichever speaks to you is the one that you need to go with. It's, you know, if you're going to feel more comfortable and more at home and more relaxed staying where you're at, then yes, stay there. If with the new job and the new pay and a new location, that's going to be more for you, then go there. But it's going to have to be one of those things. That's where the freedom of choice comes in. Make up a pros and cons list, every little detail on each thing, and weigh out all your options and
okay.
Move forward from there.
Hmm. But I think you're in a really good place, Brittany, and I feel like it's going to get better for you. Not worse. You know, I think you've made a positive move in the right direction. And stick around.
I think what it is, what about the current position that I have? Maybe it's the position and not the place, because I do want a new place of employment.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead. Are you picking up anything, Sue?
I keep just feeling the sadness, and you have to do what is best for you.
Yeah.
So if going for another position, staying where you're at and searching out another position, if that's what you have to do, you have
okay.
to take a long look and do what is best for you. If we can tell you, oh, absolutely, pack up, move, take the other job, it's good, everything. But no, you have to do what's going to be best for you, honey.
Okay.
That's where your analytical mind is going to help you a lot, because you're able to
yeah.
weigh the different things. But I get the message, catch your breath. Just take a little bit of time to catch your breath before you make any more moves, only because it's like not everything is in view right now. I often get this feeling that there's things happening underground, like a plant when it's a seed and it's underground. It's germinating and it's starting to grow, but you can't see it until that little shoot sticks up. And it feels like there's something happening for you that it would be very good for you to stick around just a little longer. And it feels like a work thing, like a work opportunity. So maybe don't jump at the first thing that comes, ponder it, weigh it, and do that really cool thing you do so well, and just analyze the situation. Because I feel like there's something really, it feels like down the road is really good for you. It just feels positive, and that you're on the right path for your own growth, both, you know, in this physical life, but spiritually too. It feels like you're a little bit, not a crossroads really, but there's all kinds of choices you can make. And I am sort of getting a message that you could really work on your spiritual abilities as you go, because your intuition is starting to become very powerful for you. And when
that's so true.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. But it's making me not really want to be around too many people, because I get to see like what's been really going on around me, and I've been like
yes.
really isolated.
Yes, yes, yes. That's bang on.
Mm-hmm.
So keep following. Yeah, follow that. because you haven't even begun to tap your spiritual abilities. You haven't even begun. So that's an exciting growth area for you. And you're right. The reason you don't maybe want to be around a lot of people now is they water down your intuition. You know, too many voices, you know, can drown out your own voice. So go deep. In fact, that's what I wrote down. Go deep and discover your abilities, you know. You've got a lot of talent in that area, and it's exciting because you're pure potential right now. And find out how you best meditate. Some people like to have a moving meditation, like running or dancing, whatever. Others like to sit still and go om or whatever works for you. But find a way to tap your intuition and tap your spiritual connections, and then watch you go. Wow. You know, watch you fly. It's going to be amazing. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm excited.
Thank you.
I'm excited for you. Yeah, I really am. That's great. Ooh.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. I'm really glad you called, Brittany. I love meeting light workers in the making, you know, and you definitely are. Trust your instincts and learn to the first thing that comes through for you intuitively is usually your best message. So try not to overthink it. Yeah, it'll come.
Okay.
And it's practice. Yeah, it takes practice, but you'll get there.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Please call back
You're
and
welcome.
let us know how it's going, because, exciting.
Okay. Thanks.
You're very welcome, hon. Thanks so much for calling in. Love and light to you.
All right.
Good night.
Thank you.
Oh. All right. Ooh, that's a lovely energy. That's really great. Get a little echo going on. So I think this is our caller in the chat room. I think, is that Buddha the Cat?
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi.
My name's Lisa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, Lisa. Welcome.
Thank
How
you.
How can we help you?
So, I'm in a situation where I'm trying to say limited stuff, but I'm being harassed by two people, and one of them's trying to shut me up to not blow a whistle. I made a joke about it, but it's a long story. I really don't want to get into that on the air, but
that's okay.
anyway, I'm being harassed. And I obviously know, you know, what to do as an adult. So you don't need to tell me that. But I'm just wondering, do you feel like these people are going to chill the hell out? Or do you think they're just going to keep coming at me relentlessly? Because it's been going on for 7 days now. And I'm just curious if it's going to let up in like a week or two. What do you see about these two people? And, you know, what do you see coming up for me?
Yeah. What did you think? What was the feeling you got, Sue, when you heard this?
I don't feel like it's going to let up anytime soon.
Yeah.
I feel like it could get worse.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like possibly even threats.
Yes.
Yeah, it's. I really feel like it's going to really intensify. You are really going to have to, you know, stand your ground, which you know as an adult, you're going to have to stand your ground. But no, I don't feel at all that they are going to let up, and I feel that it is going to get worse before it gets any better, if it does get better.
Yeah.
So what is it, like 6 months of this? Just constant harassment? A year? Like,
I wouldn't worry about the timeline or the time. It's the intensity of what's happening.
Yeah.
I wrote down here, more words do not help. Like, so coming back with words, you might be like the eminently sensible one in this experience, but the words aren't going to, they're landing on deaf ears.
I'm not even speaking at all. Like, I'm completely 100% silent to these people.
Good.
I have nothing to say because they're dangerous and they are evil.
Yeah.
And all I do is pray every moment of my day to keep the evil off me, you know. No one really understands what I'm going through. It's really bad.
Yeah. I wrote down, this is very childish, but it feels like these people are not very mature. So it's coming through childishly that they are dodo heads, as in they,
mm-hmm.
there's no reasoning with them in any intelligent way.
No.
You're dealing with a level of stupidity that is appalling. So a sensible person can't deal with it because you're dealing with stupid. Yeah. That's a puzzling thing to have to go through because, you know, it's like there's nothing to push against. Like, stupidity is its own energy.
They've threatened to be contacting my family as well. Do you feel that's about to happen? Or do you feel that that's just an idle threat? What do you feel?
I would not put anything at all past these people.
Yes.
I would not put anything past them at all. I feel that the only way they are going to stop is if you pull back and remain silent.
That's
and
what I've been
cower
doing.
In a shell. It's
silent. You know, this involves social media. I deleted all my social media. I've not gone online at all. I am silent. They have texted me. I've said, please do not contact me. I have not responded at all. They continue to text me, which I obviously know I'm an adult and I know what I can do with all these things. So I'm at this point where I'm like, okay, like I'm not doing anything and I can't explain. Unfortunately, I can't even explain to you guys why this is happening because it's dangerous for me to even talk about it. I'll just say that I feel I'm in danger. And it could get worse if I go to someone and talk about why I'm in danger, but that's how this whole thing started, and I just want it to go away, and it's not going away.
It feels like these people are afraid of something that you carry, like some knowledge you carry.
One person's afraid of that. And then she went to the other one and upset her so much that the other one's teaming up to destroy me now. But the second person doesn't understand why she's being used like a pawn.
That's where the stupidity comes in. It's like there's no logic to what they're doing.
But if I tell the second person, I don't know what'll happen. Like, I'm not going to tell anything to anyone because it's just the whole thing is so frightening. And I'm just wondering, do you feel like they're going to fight with each other? Because they're both extremely volatile people. So maybe they'll have a falling out themselves and one of them will soften up. I mean, there's got to be some hope.
Do you have to see these folks in real life? Or is it just now?
No.
Is it, oh.
No,
well, then,
it was only online. And I've deleted all my online and I don't go online. But they unfortunately know my real name, my phone number, because I was friends with them, and now they've turned into these thugs, for better, you know, lack of a better word. Well, not really. That's really what they are. And I'll just say there's things that are around. One of them that I'm unable to talk about on air, but there's some things I know, and it's not good. And they're very threatened that I know these things. And so now they're trying to put a lot of fear in me and harass me because they're afraid I'm going to blow a whistle. And I haven't done that, but I could, and I could ruin their life. So it's a fucking complicated, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cross, but
that's all right.
It's a complicated mess. And I'm just like laying in bed right now with the lights out, praying every second of the day because like, I just want it to end. And I want this woman to stop. You know, I obviously haven't done anything, you know, but it's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But the second woman, do you feel she'll calm down? Will they have a falling out? Will one of them get arrested eventually? Like, how is this going to play out? Because something's got to give, man.
Yeah. Sue, you recommended doing nothing, right? You were saying don't fight. Just like if you can just keep these. It sounds like if you're hiding in your bed and you've got your lights out, are you concerned about them physically coming to your place and hurting
yeah.
you?
I am, but that hasn't happened full force, or threats haven't happened, but I know this person's surrounded by those types of people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say anything
yep.
more because I can't.
For sure,
so
yep, absolutely.
I cannot explain more to you. I'm sorry, I can't.
That's okay.
But I'm letting you know that I'm debating if I'm safe or not. I don't know. It's in my head. But that's not why I'm in the room with my lights on. I'm just trying to rest from all the stress of this. But, like,
yeah.
are these people going to fight with each other? Like, is someone going to get arrested for, and then, you know, and then they ease up on me? Something's got to give with these people.
Yeah.
I don't feel like they're going to fight with each other. If they are, it's not going to be for a long, long time. Because the one has too much control over the other one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of how to word this so that it doesn't come out, because I think I am picking up the dynamic of what she is involved with.
Yes.
And the types.
Yes.
That she's involved with. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
So I'm on the
yes.
right. I, yeah.
Yes. I'm trying to say it without saying it, and it's not good.
Yeah. I know what you're saying.
The other one is some housewife with a job who has no idea who the fuck she's dealing with. So, and that girl's egging that other one on, and it's just like, that one's coming to me for me with venom too, but I can't reach out to her because she's, there's no logic there, and I can't say, look, you don't even know who you're dealing with. But
yeah.
Then the other one will freak out
like,
on me.
I feel like the weaker one is possibly a recruit into the dynamic.
Yes. She was just
yeah.
asleep. I said some things about her that I shouldn't have said in a private conversation, and it was recorded. And she went to her and told her, spilled beans on me to, like, almost, like, blackmail me. And now the other one's really mad. It was a private thing. I never thought it was going to get out. Because
right.
she's scared I'm going to blow this whistle on her. And I can't say anything more about why, but,
yep.
You know, and now I'm in a predicament where I've got two devils on my back, and I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a rock and a hard place for sure.
It truly is, because the type they are, they're not going to give up until they get what they want. Or.
Mm-hmm. So when are they going to contact my family? Is that like this week? Right away? Or?
I'm not really getting a timeline, but I feel that it is a strong possibility because that's something they can use as a control mechanism.
Mm-hmm. But then once the beans are spilled on that, because I said a few bad things about my family, I don't want to get out, but they're going to get out, then that's the worst of it for me. Then after that, I just have this thug around my neck for the rest of my life, you know?
Yeah.
Did you say thug? Mm. This thug around your neck?
Yeah, it's a thug.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, no,
thug
is good. Yeah.
I don't
know
how else to describe it.
Oh, no, thug is a perfectly good word. I just wasn't able to
yeah.
make it out. But the
yeah.
thing is, they can't hurt you without your help. And the thing is, the more you engage, it's like a Chinese finger trap, if you know what those
I
are.
I know,
the more
but I'm not... I won't engage. I won't talk to them. I haven't gone to any authorities. I'm just letting them act this sick fantasy out. And it's like, it's just out of control. It's getting worse by the day, I feel. And I don't know. You're telling me it's not going to get better. Like, I hope that nothing bad happens to me. I don't know. I don't know what to do. I'm in a rock and a hard place. I can't blow whistles because it'll get worse. But if I'm passive, then they're just going to – I don't know what they're going to do to me. Like, this is getting out of control now.
The sensible thing to start doing is making sure that where you live is secure. And, you know, if you if you are feeling unsafe in the place you live, that's going to really add to your stress, you know.
Well, I don't know 100%. I think if I stay quiet, I think things will – the ship will pass. Mm-hmm. It could be 3 or 4 months. I don't know. Like, obviously, if I don't blow whistles, I'm good. Like, I don't
let them, let them, as you say, you know, they can eat each other up, you know.
But will they? You don't think they're going to. That's what you just said earlier.
I don't think. If anything does go down between them, it's not going to be for a long, long time. I don't feel or see a discord.
So are they just
going to,
like, harass me together and enjoy it so much and, like, just get off on it for, like, a long time?
If you give permission, if you are giving them permission to frighten
I'm
you.
I'm not giving
and
permission. I'm
Oh no!
I'm not.
I'm sorry.
No.
What I mean, hun, is like, this is an energy I'm talking about, and you know what I mean. These people are clearly not the brightest bulbs in the chandelier. Okay.
Well, they're mentally ill. They're mentally ill.
Okay, so you're dealing with something that can't be reasoned with, right? The normal reason that a person would, for sure. So make sure that you are secure in your where you live. Make sure your home is secure. And do you have someone that you can reach out to and say, just to sort of keep a lifeline going, so someone you could call if you're feeling scared? Just make sure you've got someone that you feel has your back a little bit. Can you reach out to someone? You don't have to give them any details, but just somebody that would be a comfortable person to call if you got in trouble. Just, you know, could you go hang with them or stay overnight with them? You know, have you got a friend?
No,
like
I have no one.
All right. Then in that case, you're going to have to rely on yourself to keep you safe.
Do you feel I'm in danger?
I feel it. No, I don't feel you're... I don't feel you're in danger so much as you are in danger. There's a risk of you projecting, like, the fear getting out of hand here, because once the your imagination kicks in, and you're dealing with phantoms that may not even be there. I would let this burnout leave them completely out of your energy field, and let them burn themselves out. Let them turn on each other and. You know, as long as you are keeping out of it and not responding in any way, I feel it will.
Exactly what I've been doing.
Yeah, you're doing the right thing, because engaging, it'd be like trying to have a philosophical argument with a dead goldfish. It will not have any results other than to, you know, spur them on. It almost feeds into their energy when you try to talk to them. And you're so smart.
7 days of silence, man.
Yeah, and that is why you're being very intelligent about this. You're not giving them anything to push against.
Nothing. Nothing.
Yeah. It's in their minds. They are imagining you doing these things. So they're projecting their fear onto you. And
yeah, but one of them doesn't know that the other one has this problem. So that one's in the dark about what this other one's hiding. And it's like,
well,
they
there
keep
you
egging
have...
the other one on, like, get her. And it's like really insane. And it's like, you know.
I think you have to protect yourself first here. And I know this other person is probably putting themselves in a really stupid position, but you can't save that person. They're going to have to play out their lessons and let them play out. And you protect yourself first. And that includes energetic boundaries, You're going to decide what you're going to let in energetically. I would say practice some boundary exercise. Like, do you meditate or do you work on yourself spiritually? Take this time to make yourself strong spiritually. You're doing the right things enough. This is huge. Mm-hmm, go ahead.
Do you think that? I mean, I know you don't have a time frame, but do you think like a month more and they'll burn out? Like, is there any end in sight?
Sue, any thoughts on that? I know we're just not getting time frames. I feel like the less you poke at this, like the sooner they're going to get, they'll get tired and they'll go off and harass somebody else, unfortunately. You know, if they have nothing to push against, if you're giving them nothing, if you're not feeding anything back to them.
This one woman, her, I can't say who, but there's someone in the home that beats her sometimes.
Oh boy.
And that energy's around. And so like that could detonate at any moment. Like there's things that could disrupt a lot of these things. And then the other one that's the housewife could hear about that and be freaked out because, you know, she's hanging out with people that she's not used to being around, that kind of thing.
Right. But again, you need to concern yourself with what you are experiencing.
Oh, I am. I am concerned, but I'm saying that there's a possibility those two could break up with each other because of the differences in that area of like, oh, you have domestic violence in your home. I don't want to be around you anymore.
Yeah. No, the thing is that what they're doing can't have any, can't get into your area, and cannot get into your energy space, and you must not let what they're doing affect you. It's hard to do because, you know, honestly, if I were in your situation, I would, you know, I would be feeling like, well, Sue and I were reading this thing about, you know, the best thing to do is plot revenge in your head, you know, but not acting on it. It's just you can imagine it because these people are disturbing your peace. They are disturbing your path. You're disturbing your balance.
I mean, is it going to get to a point where I'm going to have to get a restraining order or something? Like, is it going to get to that level?
Well, if it does, you get that restraining order, although it's been my experience that restraining orders, it's like a lock only keeps an honest person out, you know.
I know, that's why I don't do anything, because I feel like anything I do will make it worse. It's like, I don't know what to do. I feel like doing
what
I would, better.
What I would advise you to do, and starting right now, is to keep a log, keep notes on everything. And writing actually might be a good way for you to sort of relieve some of the stress you're going through. Write it down. Keep notes on everything that has happened. And even write yourself a letter.
I was so hoping you guys would tell me it's going to let up or something was going to disrupt this. But you're just telling me that it's never ending.
Well, I wish we were that powerful.
It's not that it's never ending. It's what the message that we're getting right now. When messages come through on the other side, there's no timeline there. So it could, when the messages come through, they could say very soon. Well, very soon to them is a blink of an eye. Very soon to us, it could be 6 months in our time.
Mm-hmm.
So when we hear it's not going to let up anytime soon, that could be a month, it could be 6 months, it could be a year. It's, we can't put a definite timeline, and the messages don't come through like that, hon.
Mm-hmm. But I will say that the less you have to do with these people, the quicker it's going to end.
Oh, yeah, I'm done. I'm not... Like I said, it's nothing. It's silence. It will continue to be silence. That's a given. I'm not. I don't want to talk to you crazy.
So you're doing exactly the right thing. You're pulling your energy back from the situation. Just, do your very best to keep keep it, don't even rent it space in your head, because
well,
the more
it's hard it's very hard because they're going to go to my family and tell them things about me that I really would rather not happen, but they're going to do it. You guys see them doing it. You said that you did. So it's like, that's another horrible thing I'm going to have to go through.
Yeah, it's just that the more you pull your energy back from these people completely, let them do what they're going to do. They can't hurt you in the long run.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you know, I'm really sorry. I wish we could give you like exact answers, dates and times and like that. But I think Sue and I are both feeling the same thing.
No, my God, you've helped me so much already. I appreciate all your generosity.
Yeah.
I'm just very aggravated. I really wanted to hear something like, I mean, I'm glad you're being honest, but I just wanted to hear something like, oh, yeah, they're going to fight with each other and it's going to break up. Or maybe one of them will get arrested for some shenanigans and then, you know, something to disrupt this.
Yeah, it's for sure. But the thing is, you're going to let them bring down their own, not punishment, what their energy is going to bring about their own downfall, demise, whatever. They're not going to ruin your life. Is the feeling I'm getting. And just keep remembering too, like keep doing your spiritual practices, okay?
I have
meditation.
Been. Oh my God, I have
good.
Been
yeah.
all
yeah.
of that, meditating
yeah.
all, you know, long hours and everything. Do you
yeah.
feel that they will eventually come to their own demise on their own?
Oh yeah. They'll, it's an old expression, hoist by your own petard, and they will definitely bring about their own karma, I guess, or whatever you want to call it. But without your help, like you're completely out of it, and there's got, you know, and the more you pull away from it, just keep reminding yourself, like, we are energy. Everything, we are energy. What you focus on expands. Right, and
I do get that feeling that they're gonna hang themselves by with their own rope. I get that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and I get that too. What about you, Sue? Do you get that feeling too?
Yeah, those kind usually do. Yeah.
Yeah, let them crash and burn without any help from you, because that is what eventually will happen. Now, the thing I can tell you for sure I'm feeling is that. You're being very wise to pull your energy back from the situation completely. It's
yeah.
almost like standing too close to a fan when the you-know-what hits it, right? You don't want to
yes.
be in the area when the spit hits the fan, right? So
yeah.
you're doing the right,
I mean, all
wise
I'm saying,
thing.
All I'm saying is if this guy, you know, beats
mm-hmm.
her up again, and authorities come, there's a lot more that's going to happen. That's all I'm going to say, other than
mm-hmm.
that. Like,
yep.
I'm not
okay.
saying anything else, but
yep.
that will screw her up. And it wasn't me that screwed her up. It was her own situation. She'll know in her brain, in her crazy brain, that I didn't arrange that. Like, he did that on his own, and
mm-hmm.
I have no part of that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's your wisdom. That is wisdom on your part, is staying completely out of it. And it's a shame because, you know, as empaths or spiritual people, we do not want to watch other people suffer. It breaks our hearts. But sometimes you've got to just let people learn their own lessons without any interference. You know, and you're doing the right thing by pulling back from it.
I mean,
do
you
mm-hmm.
feel like authority will come to her home and straighten things out? Or do you think that's a dream of mine, that they'll do it on their own, not with me involved, but like, you know,
I think
maybe
the
there's
mess
a lot
going,
of fighting.
Well, I think the mess is going to hit critical mass. But I'm also getting the feeling by about the time it does so, you're going to have moved on to other things and your thoughts will be elsewhere because you
oh,
will have.
God.
Yeah. Just the main thing is to keep making sure that you are safe And just try to keep
I will be safe if I avoid her and I don't say anything to anyone about the situation in that home and what surrounds her, which I'm keeping my mouth shut about, and I will be safe and I'll be able to move on with my life. And I know that. But if she's, you know, if she draws attention to herself, and then that guy does too, then they did it to them. I didn't do it to them. So it's a different energy. Like, but this is my last question. Do you think that's going to happen within like the next 3 months? Or like, because the pattern I witnessed, I only knew her 4 months. Mm-hmm. I saw it happen every 2 months where he would beat her up. But she didn't, she didn't make any noise because she didn't want any authorities to come at all. Because if they come, then obviously there's going to be issues. And I'm not saying anything more, but there'll be issues.
Yeah.
Well, you can never get enough of what you don't want. And this person, I think it will hit a critical mass at some point. Time-wise, I can't give you a timeline. It's just not coming. But the phrase critical mass, like it's going to hit the breaking point. And as long as you're far away and out of range of any splashback from this, you will only have to be an observer from a distance, if anything. You do not have to get in the mess. You don't have to get the mess on you. And it doesn't mean
They'll go down hard.
Well, they will blow. Yeah, it'll blow up for them, but that is their, that is what they're working through in this, you know.
That other lady that has a corporate job and all that, she's not a thug like these people are. She's going to have anything to do with that.
Exactly. And some souls come here, they learn through suffering. Okay, so you're dealing with people who are learning, for whatever reason, are learning through suffering. They cause themselves and other people suffering. And you can make a choice yourself about learning through wisdom.
I just want to cut the ties with all of them. I just want to cut the ties with all of them. And I wish they would just stop raging at me. Like, just find a hobby. Do something else. Stop thinking about me. Move on with your lives. Like, I don't want to have anything to do with you.
Well, have patience with that, because eventually they will get tired if they have nothing to push against. If you're not giving anything back, they will get tired of, running in place, so to speak. They're not getting any kind of feedback from you. Therefore, they've got nothing to push against, and you're doing exactly the right thing by pulling your energy away. And honestly, like, do anything that's going to pull your focus. Like, if you've got movies you like to watch or books or whatever, do something that pulls your focus from the situation. The less you focus, the faster it's going to, and it's going to bring your vibration back up, because hanging around people that are learning through suffering is going to really lower your frequency, which makes it harder to...
Oh, I wanted to get away from this person, like, 2 months in, and I tried.
Yep.
You know, I tried to get away, but she had told me too much about herself, and then it became like a pact that I didn't want to be involved in. I was like, I just want to move on with my life and not know you anymore. Like, I don't...
There you
she's
go.
Like, oh, I have to tell you all these things about myself, and I'm like, and after I heard them, I'm like, oh, my God, I don't want to be involved with you. I'm out of here.
Absolutely. But you're making
the
right decision.
Yeah.
Well, you are in control of your behavior. You're the only one who can decide, what to do. But I believe you're on the right path. You're pulling your energy back and keeping it back, right? And focus on anything else that's positive except for these wing nuts, because they're going to blow themselves up, and you really don't want to be in the range, because it's going to be a lot of, spit flying, so to speak. So
I wish they would, do their thing like next week, and then, leave me alone. Like, just annoying.
Exactly. But you know what? The less you're involved, the better, and the faster you're going to get back on your path. Okay. Don't let don't let these people pull you down to their low vibration, because you don't need the suffering. You know, you're learning in different ways. So keep focusing
on... I'm actually a really good person, and I don't deserve this. All I did was offer them friendship, and they betrayed me every time they could betray me and told my secrets, and it's disgusting.
It sure is. Yep.
You know, I didn't deserve all this, but this is what's happening, so I have to face it and deal with it, that I met some really unwell people that are trying to destroy me out of jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
That's all I can do is just pray a lot and meditate and try to get myself back in order, because it's really disrupting me on many levels. I hate it.
It sure does. Oh, you know what? You're human. And people that, you know, gratuitous rudeness and cruelty and all that stuff, it puzzles us. We don't understand why they do it. But the fact is, they're out there. And they do it. And it's reminding me of, they believe.
You know who these?
Yeah.
You know who these people remind me of? Remember the Glenn Close movie, Fatal Attraction?
Horrible. Yeah, I do.
This is the kind of women these are.
Yeah.
They're like that. They're volatile and unstable and don't ignore me, Dan. And it's like, it's bone chilling.
Yeah, stay the hell away from it, because, you know, the further away you are, to consider them, their behavior contagious, okay? Treat them like you wouldn't want to catch it, because this kind of thing is catching. And the more you're close to it, the more you're going to get messed up. Your frequency will be pulled right down. It's not what happens to us. It's how we respond. And I think you're absolutely on the right track to just keep your distance completely, focus elsewhere, and concentrate on your personal growth, okay? The best thing you can do is look after yourself right now. And don't worry about what they're doing. And practice it first. It'll be hard. Your mind will probably slip back to them and that. But every time it happens, just get back to your track. And don't even rent them space in your head, because they're poisonous. It's like drinking poison, and you wouldn't do it.
You know, this is my last thing that I don't understand, is that the woman that has the corporate job, the manager job, you know, I've made the statement, do not contact me. She continues to text me afterwards, after I've said that. I could eventually get a restraining order against her and contact her corporate headquarters and say, I'm being harassed by one of your workers. Like, that's, I'm not doing that, but like, does she not have any awareness that there's a level that she could go down for this, for continuing to text somebody after they've asked not to be texted? Because that's harassment, and there's laws for that. You don't have to threaten somebody's life. It's just straight up harassment. They have laws in place now. It's called cyber harassment.
Oh, yeah. But again, the more involved, like, I don't think these people are capable of thinking clearly or intelligently right now. There's no point.
Yeah, you would think
unless
that
you like,
with her corporate job, she would realize that she could go down for this on some level.
You know, you look
not
at
an
people
idiot.
Going, no, but the thing is, you can't be responsible for people's wisdom. You can only employ your own. So do the right thing. I noticed in the chat room, Buddha was in part of your name, and the Buddha is a really good place to look. Look to the Buddhists, how they handle these things. Remember that suffering, we create our own suffering. And unless you really enjoy suffering, I would stay the heck away from all of these characters.
I am. I'm going to stay all away from them. I just wish they would let me leave, let me go. Like, I feel like the reason they're doing it partly is they don't want me to leave their life, because I was such a good friend to them. I think they're really hurt that I'm walking away. That's where it's coming from, deep down. You know?
Well, isn't that going to be their – that has to be their problem, not yours, darling. You know, it really does.
Yeah.
You can't let their BS infiltrate your life. you deserve a clear path and a high vibration. And the only way to get that is to stay away from these muddled thinking people. Let them crash and burn on their own.
I'm crying.
Yep. Well, as Yoda said, there is no try, do or do not. So just make a point of staying on the path of the light, okay? And don't let them pull you into their darkness. It's harder to get out the more you let them pull you back, you know? Get into a soap opera if you're into that kind of drama. It's safer.
I'm not into this kind of drama. I was just, oh, God, I just want to move
on. Yeah, I was just making a joke.
What?
Just focus on something. Focus on anything else other than these people, because they're just going to make you sick in the long run if you keep letting them affect your energy. They are, as I say, they're learning through suffering, and you can't help them right now. You've got to let it play out.
To help them. I want them to leave me alone.
Well, that's how you do it. Just keep away, and give it, you know, time. I think the more you ignore them, the more they might get frustrated and double down, but eventually they'll get tired of it and go away. They're not dealing with a full deck, these people. So, you know.
I know.
Yeah. I'm so sorry you're going through this, hon. It happens to the best of us, you know.
This too shall pass. I mean, it has to some point pass. I just hope it's soon. Like, I hope it's like in a week or a month, like where they just let go and move on.
Yeah. Well, I wish I knew what to suggest, except that, you know, you can practice your own form of divination. You can use cards or, you know, tools.
Yeah, I already
ask
have.
Those questions.
I've done it a million times. It's not that easy for me to read myself because it's just too upsetting right now.
Yeah. Well, as I say, focus on anything else, you know, even if you just do a jigsaw puzzle or something, you know, do anything to pull your mind away from these folks because, you know, they really are infectious.
I was doing good for a while. My brain was going off them, and then, you know, then they text me again, and then I start getting pulled back in with their threats. They're like, oh, we're going to contact your family. We're doing this. We're doing that. I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah. No,
but
let them.
No, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just saying let them create their own chaos. If you're not involved, it can't touch you. And don't worry about anything. They have no power. They only have the power you give them, and you're not giving them any. So trust. Just trust. Okay.
Right. Well, once this all blows over, they're going to look pretty foolish to themselves, and they're like, oh, we didn't take her down. Ugh.
Yep.
You know,
yep. But that's
stupid.
You know what, hon? That's their problem, not yours. And, you know, you're meant for a better ride in this life, okay? So make sure you're building.
You know what? I pray to God that one of them, I had a falling out with her like a year ago. I didn't really want her back, but she knew a lot about me, and I didn't want to deal with her. So I took her back, kind of like keep your enemies closer type thing. And I knew she had this in her to do this to me. And, you know, she came back to me to be my friend again, which was the most nauseating thing I've ever seen. And you don't think that's going to happen again, where this whole thing is going to come and go, and then she'll want to come back to you.
Not if you don't let it. Okay,
no,
you have
but
more
like
power.
I'm not going to let it. But do you see her trying to come back to me?
Not really. No, it's not feeling like a yes on that. I just don't think, you know. But as I say, if she does, you need to maybe look up the definition of what a friend actually is. Okay, because these are not friends.
Well, yeah, I know that. Gross.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're very welcome, Lisa. Thank you for calling, and I hope everything works out. Just, you know, stay on your own path. Okay, lovey?
I have been. I just wish they would just, you know, I know I've hurt their feelings, but hurt feelings shouldn't translate into this kind of terrorism. Like, if someone hurts my feelings, I'm not going to, like, launch a full terrorist situation on them. I'm just going to walk away and be like, you don't like me, I'm out of here. Not, I'm going to get my revenge on you. Like, crazy. Yeah.
No, it takes two to tangle, and you're not going to involve yourself in that. So it will blow over. It will pass with as much, the more you pull your attention away from it, the quicker it's going to end for you. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Stay strong. Stay safe. You got this. You really do. You just don't let them bring you down. Okay? Okay, hon.
Okay, thanks.
We're
gonna, bye.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye, Lisa. Okay. And we've got one more caller. Hi, 919. You're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hi. My name is Sandra Kay, but I go by my middle name, Kay.
Okay. Kay.
Hi.
Hi, Kay.
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Hi.
How can
Thank
we help you,
you
tonight?
I am, make this short and sweet. I am looking for advancement in my career. I'm presently in a job that's not really for my greatest and highest good, and I'm, of course, just being mindful and prayerful and meditating and just praying that the next opportunities to come soon.
I'm not sure why, Kay, but this is something to do with, do you work for a law office or some kind of?
I work in legal. I do contracts, yes.
Okay, I wrote down legal, so I didn't know what that meant.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It looks like we've lost Sue, so I'm hoping she'll call back in. Let me just see if she's said anything.
Okay,
Sue, anyway, I'm here. Oh, there's Sue. She came back. All right. We
Hi,
lost
Sue.
You there. Yeah. It's okay. We
I
have
think
gremlins.
The gremlins got me.
Oh, that's, I'm so sorry. But we were just, I had written down legal, and that's where Kay, that's the field Kay's working in right now. I've got to sound like Dr. Phil, but how's that working for you? You know?
I have always, well, I used to want to go to law school, but I decided to go to graduate school. But I have a degree in paralegal studies as well. So I have worked in contracts and legal for so long. And I really do love contract management. I absolutely love it. It's just this company that I'm working for and my manager, it's just kind of, it's debilitating.
Yeah. Sue, please chime in anytime. But I'm also getting like a feeling of your. Okay, this is a biblical quote, but I don't mean it to be all religious or anything. But cast not your pearls before swine. I feel like they're you're offering something pretty good, and they're not understanding what they're being offered. I feel like they're misusing your talent or not respecting your talent. Okay, so the legal part's okay. You're okay in the job you're in, but it's the management. People don't leave
and
jobs,
the company.
They leave.
And the company.
Yeah, people don't leave the job. They leave the management. They leave the bosses, right? So this is where your problem is. Yeah. You know, what I'm getting is a strong feeling of a treasure. You are bringing a treasure to this situation. I would honestly start looking for something else. Sue, did you want to bring a thought or feeling into this, Sue? Uh-oh, Gremlin's got her again.
Oh, and she just, not I me. Just...
No, it's not you. With it happens, but not a worry. But I feel like you being really valuable that you are offering. And if they can't see it and treasure it and value it, because you should be rising up within this company far more than you have been. It's almost like I feel the word exploitation is coming in.
Yes.
Okay.
I recently started the job, and I was promised a lot that is truly not happening. my manager, I really just, I'm just ready to go. I have even considered quitting. Well, of course, I can't afford it, but I'd be willing to get 2 part-time jobs to see if I can equal out what I'm doing, because this woman is, the whole job is just, it's not just her, but it's the company, and it's the company that accepts that type of mindset. It's my legal background does not match with what I'm doing, because I work in contracts, but this time contracts does not fall under legal, it falls under finance. So it's more about the dollar than worrying about the risk, and that's so foreign to me.
Wow.
And when I say things, of course, it gets kind of, I mean, she's just rude. She's just rude. There's no other way to put it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm feeling like it's almost like you're shouting into a void here if you try to talk to these folks. And it also feels like they're just going to be like, what are you talking about? They aren't going to understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
You know, again, you are worth so much more, and you know it, okay? Have you ever considered freelancing, being your own boss?
I have.
Scary.
Because financially, I'm not in a position at this moment to do it.
Uh-huh.
I could probably do it in parallel, but I just recently moved to a, you know, relationship ended, which was okay. It was time for it to end. And I recently moved to a beautiful home that I absolutely love, has such great energy. So my finances are kind of strained right now.
So you're a little bit freelance. Yeah, gotcha. But the thing is, you can focus on a goal and work towards that goal. I just pulled up a card for you here on this.
Okay. Now, I just
look it up. Sue, did you want to chime in while I look up the meaning of this card, if anything that's coming in for you on the situation?
Yeah, I actually was getting the same thing that you just said, Lynn, and be an independent.
Yes, yes.
So maybe you could try doing that on the side while you keep this job. So you have financial security, but you can start getting accounts on your own.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like a segue.
All right.
You know?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, because your light, it's almost like your light is being dimmed by these people, and you should be shining. Yeah, you're like a searchlight, my dear. You've got so much talent. Right?
Thank you.
Yeah. Yep. No, that's...
I've been applying for different positions, and just nothing has panned out yet.
It's going to pan out. It really is.
Yeah.
Let me just see this card. Sorry, I'm really slow here. I have a deck that I have to sort of translate into regular tarot. It's the Servants of the Light. It's very good, though. Okay. So the Ten of Cups reversed shows up for you. And I'm just waiting for it to come in. So reversed talks about disconnection, misaligned values, and struggling relationships. And it's applying directly to this management team and this company you're working for. And I do get such a strong feeling of, you know, hammering at a door that won't open, so to speak, right? Okay, so when the reversed Ten of Cups card appears for you, you're seeking greater harmony and connection. And you feel disconnected and disengaged here. And that's because they're using your talents badly. They're not using your talents to their fullest, and they're certainly not giving you the respect you need and require. Yeah. It's not that hard to respect an employee, but these guys are like, they just, you know, they're so, what's the word? They lack the perspicacity to understand what they've got as you, in you as an employee, right? They just don't get it. And I don't know if dropping a brick on their heads would help, but I don't think anything's going to wake them up, right? You're dealing with, you know, you're working with people that are not really at your level professionally. Yeah. So you're feeling this disconnection. And every time you try to connect, something goes wrong and end up with even more distance.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Now, it says here, you may have unrealistic expectations of the relationship because everything will be perfect and rosy every minute, 1 minute, and then you turn around and it's like it's almost like they're keeping you unbalanced here. So it says you may not, it may not be a fit for you, unfortunately. And this is why getting your P's and Q's together and getting those plans in place. And it feels like if you do the work involved in setting up your new path, it's going to be such an easy transition. It'll be like butter, as they always say. It'll be falling off a log because you've done the work. And actually having that dream of moving on from this is going to keep you able to stand it while you have to be there. You can, you know, it's going to make, it's going to ask you to be an actress and pretend everything's okay, but really you're planning your escape, you know, and you will, once that escape is in place, boom, look at you. And I'm seeing fireworks, like really good, the good kind of fireworks, like the beautiful lights in the sky, right? So I think, you know, trust that you can do this. And focus your attention inward and gain clarity about what it is you want. Okay, so you like the field you're in, and that's cool. But let go of anything that doesn't work for you anymore. If it's not bringing you fulfillment, let it go. Because letting it go brings, it makes the room for the good things to come in. You actually know your own mind more strongly than you are letting on. You're actually stronger and cooler than you are giving yourself credit for, okay? Yeah, when you get a chance, look up the reversed Ten of Cups, and there's different meanings, but go with what resonates for you. But you know what? I think if you do the work, you're going to be fine, and you'll look back and go, why did I even worry about it? Because you've got it. You have the key to your own emancipation from this. The world is full of people that are inexplicable. Their behavior is inexplicable, and they themselves are inexplicable. Okay. So, you know, it's but you're going to be fine.
Okay,
you're going to be so good. Yeah, I believe strongly that you're going to be okay.
Okay.
You've got the power, you know, as they say, you've got the power in you. So there you go.
That's good to know.
That is good to know.
Okay.
Yeah. So Sue, did you have any, poor Sue, she's been knocked off and put on so much. Are you still with us, Sue? I have told
I'm here physically.
Oh, poor kid. Yeah. You're doing all right. It's been a weird thing, and I completely lost the blog talk board. I don't know how, here we go. It just sort of disappeared on me. I can't see the call board or anything. I don't know. I think it's comedy, tragedy, pick one. I don't think we're, because they're making me sign in again and everything here.
Oh, wow.
Jeez. Oh,
yeah,
my goodness.
I don't know what happened there. I never drop, and I drop twice, and my mind is
trying
like,
not to let you talk to me.
Yeah, my mind is gone now.
That's okay, love. I kind of think, you know, you're probably picking up the same thing as, like, you know, run away from these people because they don't value you. And, you know, it's, you know what to
tomorrow.
Do. Yeah, follow your heart, hon, because you are wiser. I feel like I want to quote that line from Christopher Robbins' Winnie the Pooh. You are smarter than you think. You're braver than you believe. And what's the other bit? I have to look it up. Oh, my goodness. But I want to say that to you.
I can't remember it either. I can't remember it either. No, okay.
Yeah, no, I'm going to find it. Because it does apply to you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah. I almost found it here. Don't worry. you're our last caller, so you're not holding. Ah, here we go. You are braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, and smarter than you think. Take that and do a needle point or something, because that applies to you. It's just a matter of making that path for yourself and watch you go boom. You're excellent, you know, just trust that and trust your strengths and, and your ability to, call BS on a situation. Like, what you're seeing is, don't ever doubt, they just don't have the ability to value what they've got. And you know what? You're going to take it and use it for yourself. And you're going to do very well. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I do have another quick question, if I could.
Sure, absolutely.
I just, as I stated, I just recently moved into this new home, and it's actually more of a treasure than I actually really thought. When I first was doing the relationship had ended, and I think I grieved more at the end while I was in it than I have since I've been out of it, because I'm really doing wonderfully well with it. But when I found this place, it was needing a lot of repair, but it just kept calling to me. So I kept getting delayed in my move, but I'm in now. And there's a space downstairs that's, basement, that's actually a finished basement, and it's made it into two rooms. One of the rooms I want to make into my prayer and meditation area.
Mm-hmm.
The other is my office and crafts area. But the home just feels so wonderful. Do you see this, I want to believe, and I truly do believe, that this is the right place for me. Do you see it being exactly what I feel in my heart it is? Because it feels so good.
I think you just want us to validate what you already know,
that
you're home. And we can do that for you. We can validate it. I love And Sue, do you pick up, I'm really, when you said you had a craft room, I'm like, oh my gosh.
I'm
going to
make
that's
a craft room. Yes. I'm going to make it into a craft room.
Yeah. You
that's
too, Sue.
I was even picking up how you can make money in your meditation spiritual room.
Okay, and that was another thing. I want to study Reiki.
Oh, yeah.
And,
absolutely.
This whole space is it's the healing space for me. And that is why I'm really ready for the new career to move, because everything else seems to be coming along. My ex, she has reached out to me. And there's still love there, but I'm not ever going there. And I'm sure she's having a harder time than I am. And I don't want any bad for her, but I just want so much peace. And I'm farther along in my healing than she is.
Absolutely.
Because she had a lot of stuff that she needed to heal while we were in a relationship and still needing to heal from, but. I'm just ready to get to that deeper level
of
peace.
Yeah, all you can do, just wish her well, honey, and send her lots of love and positive energy.
Yeah.
And just keep moving forward.
Yeah.
That's you're so wise. You're so smart, and you know exactly what you need to do. But we do doubt ourselves, because we don't want to hurt people that we love. But sometimes love, you're being loving by having the separation, because if you're in a relationship where you're being diminished, what I'm picking up is that there's this, what I'm feeling that was there's this endless argument going on all the time, and there's never, what it was? And it was just making your nerves ragged.
Because she had so much healing to do, and then she never did. But she loved me and didn't want me not with her, but she didn't know how to be with me. And it's like, my life is on hold for you.
to get what mm-hmm. you need. And I'm on the other side of 50 now, and I can't do this.
That's an act of love, though. You know, the separation mm-hmm. is an act of love, and that's good. That's good for you. I mean, you've got it together more than I think you're giving yourself credit for. You know, you're very smart. And I really, I'm looking at that line, you're braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, smarter than you think. Keep telling yourself that. And if you feel uncomfortable about the choices you made, it's just because you have a loving heart and you don't like hurting people. Mm-hmm. We're all like that, you know. But sometimes you've got to be strong and, you've got to put yourself first, as sometimes it feels selfish, but it's not. Yeah, you've got to put yourself first.
And that's the way
first.
I feel about being here. Mm-hmm. That's the way I feel about being here. The only person that's been, my ex-husband and my son and my godson helped me move in, but I haven't had anyone come. I haven't been here long enough yet, but I've been very clear. This is my sanctuary, so that it will be limited in who is invited into this space because this mm-hmm. is my peace.
Yep.
I can't allow, if you're not healthy or you're not working to get healthy, you can't come here. And yes, I will be at a place at some point where it'll be a healing space, but right now I have to heal in it. So.
Wonderful. Wow. So. You know, you're on the right path, you're doing the right thing, and just anytime the doubt comes along, it's a good time to reread Wayne Dyer's work because he talks about,
go to sleep listening to him every night between him and Jason Stevenson. That's my meditation at night, so confirmation.
Yeah. Well, I love what he says about guilt. It's if guilt, imagine it like a little vial of poison. You wouldn't drink it if it was a physical thing, and guilt is a poison to your mental health. So if it rises up, just, get rid of it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
You have wonderful energy. Yeah, Kay, just keep on rocking and, keep on your path. And, all you have to do is reach out and it'll be yours because you've got that kind of drive and energy. You've got it going on, okay? So you're going to be okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, you really
thank
do.
Thank you so much. This is blessing.
You're very welcome.
Blessing to you both.
Oh, thank you. And right back at you, I just keep rocking it. You've got a handle on it, and you're doing exactly what you need to do. So bless you for that.
Is your show every Friday?
We try to. Sometimes, if something comes up, but we do try to be on every Friday. And there's also Angel Answers. Yeah, and there's Angel Answers on Wednesday nights. And also The Lighthouse, which I can't remember when it's on. But just let me check real quick, and I'll go see when The Lighthouse is. Okay, my computer's very slow. It's going tick, tick, tick here, but we're good. Yeah, I know. It's funny. It's like, it feels like a cat that doesn't want to do something. It's like, I'm going to turn my turn. 26. So it was on the 26th. So that was how many days ago? It's the first now. 28, 27. It was Monday. So I think the Lighthouse is on Monday night. Yeah. So there you go.
Okay.
Just go to our website and you can meet the people on the team and all that good stuff. So, but keep on,
wonderful.
Keep dancing and keep working. You're doing such a great job. And
thank you.
Inspire us. Yeah, you do.
Thank you.
All right. You're very welcome, darling. Yes. And keep going. That's all I can say is keep doing what you're doing. Okay.
I will.
I
will.
Have a beautiful night, and thank you so much for calling. Call back anytime and let us know how it's going, okay?
I certainly will. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, Sue, how's your poor old brain? You've been, sloshed around here a little bit there. It's crazy.
Yeah,
but,
a little bit.
It's okay. It's, the energy is very good. It's been a bit of that, you know, sort of woohoo. I don't know, like you can't catch your breath. But we've had some amazing callers tonight, and the energy is quite wild. We will be back next week, I'm absolutely sure, unless, you know, if the gods, they say if you want the gods to laugh, tell them your plans. But as far as we know,
absolutely,
we're planning to be back on Friday. Sue, oh, wow, I can't catch my breath here. What am I trying to say here? How could people contact you? They're trying to reach you. Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to decompress.
I think, if I remember correctly, I am Sue Fields Del Amante, and you can find me on Facebook, and I am also in the Sacred Embers group.
All right. I just saw Kay in the chat room. I think that was Kay that we talked to. So I hope we haven't. Yeah. That would have been K919. Okay. Yeah. Beautiful. And I think we're going to get a website together for you, Sue. I think it's probably good to have one, and then people can find you.
Yeah.
Right,
I need
to
get one going. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I will help you with that. And we'll try to get something together this week coming up. Okay. And you can find, our third team member is Jessica Marie Tatro, and you can find her and her spirit guide, Jaden, in Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven, which is a Facebook group, and it's a wonderful community. You can find Jessica just on Facebook, Jessica Marie Tatro, and you can find, well, I'm also on Facebook, and it's L. Bleasdale at wixsite.com/Lynn. And to find all of us on the Sacred Embers team, you can go to sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love. And the whole team's there, and you can get in touch with any of us on the Facebook group, Sacred Embers. So, wow, that was a wild ride, Sue, and I bet you're going to go have a nice cup of tea. Well, I'll go have a nice cup of tea. No, I was remembering that. It was a Monty Python sketch. You go, never mind, my dear. You go put on the kettle. We'll have a nice cup of tea. Dude's answer to everything, right? Just go have a nice cup of tea. Whew. Well, listen, kid, I'm going to put on Louis and get him to sing us out. And I send you so much love, Sue. You are quite the amazing person to work with. I really admire your abilities so much.
Thank you, and I'm you. You're such
Thank
a
you.
Joy.
Try to be. What else have you got, you know, in this world? If you're not up, you're down, and down is no good.
That's right.
Yeah, keep the vibes high and keep on rocking, and here's Louis to sing us out. And good night and love and light to all of you.
Love and light, everyone.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. They're really saying I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They're like much more. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.